You remember several years ago when the Black Power slogan was first raised by SNCC, by Stokely Carmichael, and by others, and black people began to mobilize and to respond to that call, that the power structure, Hubert Humphrey most notably, responded by saying, this is racism in reverse, this is black racism, etc., etc., etc. And they pretended that the thing that upset them about black power was that it was racist. Well, in fact, it wasn't racist, it was responding to the needs of black people to fight against racism. But what's more important than that is the fact that the power structure would have been very happy if black power had been racist. The power structure is not at all unhappy about the idea of black people organizing on a racist basis. What they are very unhappy about is organizations like the Black Panther Party organizing black people to oppose racism and around real concrete needs that exist for the black people in the black community. You have to ask yourself, why is it that the Black Panther Party has been the target of so much attack by the local police departments and the power structures that send them out in the field every day? Why is it that they picked on the Black Panther Party? Why did they try to gun down Huey Newton? Why did they kill Bobby Hutton? Why did they try to destroy Eldridge Cleaver? And now have him, in fact, up in jail in Vacaville? The answer is very simple. The power structure, as Bobby Seals indicated, does not mind spontaneous rebellions. They get a little uptight when they see that property going up. If you read the newspaper accounts, the first thing they always talk about is how much property damage was done, and somewhere down the page you'll find out how many people were killed. They're a little upset about the property was destroyed, but really they're not that much upset about it because some of that property is, you know, belongs to small interests, small landlords, etc., and they can really get along without that property. But what disturbs them is the idea that black people would begin to organize to defend themselves against the police when they move into the black community, as Bobby Seale said, to see that the political decisions and the economic decisions made from outside the black community are enforced within it. See, police departments don't get uptight about a rebellion. They got stoner guns, they got tanks, they got all those things. And when black people run out in the street with a bottle or a brick or a rock and try to face a policeman with a machine gun, that policeman's not at all unhappy. He gets a chance to get off his rocks by shooting his machine gun. That's important to recognize that. But if he has to go down in the black community and not know in what home there are shotguns, and not know from what direction people who are there to defend the black community with guns the same way he has guns, from where they're coming, and that these people are beginning to be organized around a political program that speaks to their needs, this is very upsetting to the power structure. And I think that the reason that the Black Panther Party was attacked so strongly is the fact that they have not only organized black people around a program that speaks to their needs, as Bobby Seale outlined, but they've also recognized the need for principled, functional coalition with white groups that are serious in challenging the power structure. Now, you see, it's very important for the power structure to have a totally free hand in the coming years, in the summers, etc., to be able to put down as brutally as necessary the fight of black people against racism. They want all the white community to be caught up in hysteria and frightened that black people are out to kill all them up, so that then they, in turn, the power structure, can go into the black community, murder off black people, and say to the white population, you see, we did it to save you and protect you. And the way that they like to build up their case is by saying that all black power groups and all people who say that black people have to organize around their own need to have their own organization are racist. And if they can convince us and they can convince the white population of that, then we're going to stand back and either acquiesce or maybe even applaud while they wipe out black people because we think they're protecting and serving our interests. In fact, they are not. They are protecting and serving the interests of a small number of people who own the insurance companies and the banks, etc., that control the land and the resources of the black community and exploit it in the same way they are attempting to exploit the people of Vietnam, the same way they're exploiting the people of Bolivia, of South Africa, and all throughout the world. Those are the people whom black power challenges and the people whom it threatens. It does not threaten and challenge those of us here today who are gathered to try to talk about how to move against the power structure, unless we happen to be hypocrites and also own slum housing and be gouging merchants, etc., and I think there are very few of us that are in that position.